for us, for me, for you, it's not so much about waiting for the storm to pass before we step out. That's not what it's principally about. Life is about learning how to, yes, walk, maybe even dance on the waves and on the water. And I want you just to hold that thought for a few moments. I want to move through very quickly the four points that are listed on the back of your bulletin. You can follow on the screen. You have them on the back page of your bulletin. But this story that's here, it's about an incredibly vicious storm that had come up on the Sea of Galilee. And verse 24 of Matthew 14 tells us that the boat was being battered. The image is one of the boat being tormented. It's really what that word means, and by the waves and the water. And they're facing this stiff headwind coming against them. Now understand, the men that were in the boat were professional fishermen, and they were afraid. This was beyond them. They knew that they were in trouble. They knew that the boat they were in was being threatened by this storm with capsizing. And then they see Jesus walking towards them, coming towards them, in the midst of all of this pummeling and punishing storm that they're facing. And if they had fear that was at 9 or 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, that fear had now risen to about 15 because they thought this was a ghost. And what they had in their mind is that pretty soon they'd be just like that themselves. I really believe they saw this as being the end for themselves. And then Jesus speaks this word to them. Don't be afraid. Take courage. I'm right here. And Peter is the one who responds by saying to him, if it's really you, Jesus, I need you to command me to come to you, to walk on the water. Jesus said, come. Now, you've heard of couch potatoes, have you? Sometimes they suggest that even in churches we have pew potatoes. But right here in this story, what we had were boat potatoes. That's what's going on. They knew the boat could capsize, but what was worse, going down with the boat or stepping out and going down then? And Peter is the one who listened to Jesus and stepped out. Only one prepared to do that. He had this faith response to Jesus' word of command. He said to all of them, to Peter, don't be afraid. You need to take courage. It's me. I'm here. I'll help you. And you know, friends, that's where it all starts. And all of this venturing, this is an amazing story we heard from Amanda too, because it's not her word, not her insult, her insight, her brilliance, her strength, her competence, her deep commitment at all. It starts with the word of Jesus. And that word of Jesus to Peter was to come. And Peter stepped out of the boat to come towards Christ. Now, following Jesus is always going to mean taking risks, small risks, large risks sometimes. It's all about choices. And I think that's what this passage is about. We have choices that are being very clearly laid out. You have this storm that's battering the boat, threatening to capsize it, and that's over here. You have Jesus saying, you can trust me, you can put your confidence in me, you can put my life in my hands and be secure, I'll hold you. You've got to choose now. Now you think, okay, well, you know, when you talk about it like that, that's a rather simple choice, isn't it? Maybe not, because that choice for these disciples and for us is going to mean that we got to get out of the boat. We got to get out of that boat, right? That's what it involves. I mean, choice is one of staying or getting out. And you know, you get it. It's not particularly safe in the boat, but the fear level here is only 10, and it might be 15 here, right? But you have to get out of the boat. That's the faith choice that had to be made for Peter in following Jesus for us as well. Following Jesus means that we're going to have to face the fears and increased measures of fears head on and directly. You know, I find it interesting, and I come back to this again and again for myself because I have to remind myself of this, but the number one thing when God speaks, Old Testament, New Testament, the thing above everything else, that every time, you know, the Lord speaks or an angel of the Lord speaks, the number one, the principal thing that's said is, don't be afraid. Fear not. I'm here. I'm with you. I will help you. So, you know, Peter, he gets out of the boat, and what does he experience? Less fear? Absolutely not. Actually, it was more fear, and that fear got him distracted, and he began to sink. And what happened there? I love the picture on the screen. You know, the hand up and being pulled up and being rescued and being held at that point. You know, to be a disciple, to be a follower of Jesus is to be someone who is a constant learner, someone who's growing and continuing to grow in their faith and their trust and their knowledge of who Jesus is, Jesus being with them 24/7. I don't look at Peter beginning to sink as failure. I don't think Peter was a failure. I think he was a learner. And he needed to learn. I need to learn. You need to learn. We need to learn as a church again and again and again. The Lord is with us. And you can face these fears. And there may be stumbles, there may be fallings, but you can face these fears head on because the hand of the Lord is going to be there to hold us, to grab us, to secure us. 24/7, forever. Forever God is faithful. We sang that this morning. And finally, following Jesus will bring great kingdom blessing. You know, there's storms out there, right? You have your storm. I have my storm. Our church has its storm. Let's just take storms as given. And whatever it is that you're facing, and you maybe think, oh, you're wrong. I really don't have storm right now. Nothing like that going on, George. Well, it's coming, believe me. I mean, it's coming. It'll happen. Storms do. Whatever it is, when you face it, if you're willing to come to Jesus, willing to step out of the boat, what happens, you're willing to make that choice to the call of Jesus, is the power of God comes into play. It's not going to be in play if we stay here. But the power of God comes into play when we step out. And when the power of God, not our lives, not who we are, not what it's about with us, but when the power of God goes to work, blessing happens. And people's lives are changed. We've seen this. We heard a story in January in God Changing Lives from Henry and Grace Van Druten. And Jesus spoke to them. I mean, he spoke to them through a pastor in Grenada, and they set about doing it. And they took like five big jumbo barrels to the Ministry of Health, had that, walked right into the Ministry of Health and had that incredible entry point into that in the country of Grenada because they made a faith choice. You heard Amanda's story this morning. I hope, I mean, she gets talked up like she's never had before in the gathering hall after the service, and you put yourself on one of those prayer commitment cards to stand with her in prayer through these years, through the year, or even to bless her financially. Just, you know, let's see the power of God come into play as she steps out and hear in an ongoing way over the next year about the blessing that comes. I think of the leadership of our education and discipleship ministry team. Friday night, what happened out in the gathering hall, Mary? Was it? Wow, it was, wasn't it? It was. I mean, they had to step out. I mean, the power of God came into play, and there was an incredible number of youth and adults for the Ray Vanderland study on In the Dust of the Rabbi. Jan and I had the opportunity, really privileged yesterday, to get an advanced tour through the youth center at Hamilton and Parkdale. And it's got about another 6 or 7 weeks till it opens up. But, you know, they had to step out there. And Tom Jakes from our 11 o'clock congregation helped them a lot there. But getting out of the boat and believing and seeing what God had, what God wanted to do, for young people here in this community. Remember that thought that I asked you to hang on to right at the beginning? I want to come back to it now. Life isn't so much about waiting for the right moment, the convenient time, the when the storm has passed. Life is about learning. It's about growing. It's about stretching oneself to believe that by the grace and the strength and the hand and the power of God, we can walk on water like the singer there or the dancer, dance on the waves and on the water. You see, the time to follow in the way of Jesus isn't when it's safe for us. It's not when the storm has passed. If you wait for that, you'll wait forever and you'll miss Jesus, because that's not where he's at. He's in the storm. He's in all of those broken situations of life, like Amanda described. And right now is the time. Right now, this present moment that you're living, that I'm in, that this church is in, right now is the time to make that. We don't have to get all the moves right, okay? I have to get my head around that. You don't have to do this so that people are impressed about how good you are and how good it looks on you. No, because we're not going to get it right. We're going to fall. We're going to fail. But Jesus is going to be right there, right there, to take hold of your hand, my hand, our hand as a church, and lift us up and get us walking and dancing on those waves. And he will do that. Hear me now. He'll do that again and again and again and again, forever, forever. God is faithful. That's what we sang this morning. And there's going to be great blessing that will come as the power of God is released in and through your life and our life together as God's people. I'm going to invite the praise team to come up. We're going to pray sing about the love of Jesus, the love of our God that never fails, never gives up, never lets go. But let's prepare just through praying together. Why don't you stand with me for prayer? Would you do that? Standing in your presence, our God, we open up our hearts and our lives. We open up our hands before you, and we say, command us. Command us to come. We will follow. Open the eyes of our heart. Show us your way for us. Help us to know what you're calling us into at a personal level, family level, church level. We heard about something this morning called sister care. We want to be all about Jesus care, the care of our Savior for the community, the workplaces, the neighborhoods we live in. So here right now, convince us once again as we sing, Spirit of the Living God, come and anchor in us in an immovable, forever way, that the love that will sustain us and hold us and keep us and strengthen and help us is your forever love. It never fails. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.